This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your sweet Dunphy has a honey.
So today, we are reliving a little bit, 1985, Live Aid benefit concert. That's the Four Tops. They were in Philly, Mike, and we talked about this. They were going back and forth to all these different venues and whatnot, but just an amazing event at the time and still one of the all-time best as far as the groups that were playing and being a part of this group. We'll continue to hear sound from it throughout the course of the day. It is Dukes and Bell. We will talk about what's going on in and around the NFL, the latest on the Redskins, and more coming up at 3 o'clock. Right now, though, we want to say good afternoon to Torrey Miller. Torrey Miller has been promoted to the general manager of the College Park Skyhawks, the Hawks G League affiliate. And Torrey, first and foremost, congratulations. How are you doing?
Thank you, Carl. Thank you guys for having me. I'm very excited to be here and excited for the new role.
What's it mean for you when you hear first woman general manager in the G League?
It's funny. I can't even really put it into words. Now I'm just hearing you say it. It means a ton. Just to be able to be a role model and be a pioneer for young girls who aspire to, you know, work in the NBA and work in the front office, you know, it means more than I can even put into words.
Torrey, did you always know you're going to work in pro sports? Did you always aspire to do that when you were a little kid?
Absolutely. Basketball is in my life since I was a young girl. Even when I tried to get away from it and stop playing basketball when I went to college, it just always stuck with me. I just always wanted to be involved, you know, in the game in some way, and here I am here today.
Torrey, let's talk about what's going on with the game. Mike and I were talking today. We get word that Russell Westbrook tested positive down there in the bubble or before he made his way to the bubble, and he's being quarantined. You know, the NBA has some challenges, and I know that you've been a part of some of the things that are being going on league-wide because, you know, the G League affiliate obviously is going to be affected as well. But what's your take on what the NBA is trying to do, and do you think we ultimately will be able to crown a champion?
I think the NBA has taken the necessary steps and the necessary precautions to ensure, number one, player safety, which is first and foremost. And I think that, you know, you've seen a lot of coaches come out and say Orlando, the bubble, is going to be the safest place probably, you know, in the world to be. So I think the NBA has taken all the necessary precautions. I think we will, you know, be able to see a champion crowned this year.
If you're just tuning in, guys, it's Torrey Miller from Atlanta Skyhawks. She is the general manager, and if you missed the intro, she's the first female general manager in the G League, which down the road we might not even make that a big, you know, like footnote, but right now it's a big story. And we had a ball down there. Carl and I did a show at the brand new facility earlier last year. So, I mean, when we get back, I mean, whatever the new normal is going to be, how excited are you about what the Skyhawks have going on?
No, we're excited. This upcoming season will only be our second year, so you know, we still have a lot of work to do, but we're excited to continue to grow our fan base, continue to provide opportunities for our players to grow and also as our staff. We're just excited for you guys to see, you know, future players that may be able to have a chance to suit up for the Hawks, like you're able to see Brandon Goodwin this year. You know, we want to continue to have those success stories and just continue to have fun playing the game that we all love.
Yeah, Brandon is definitely a success story, a homegrown kid, and now being able to sign with the big club, Atlanta Hawks, and be down there at State Farm Arena. Torrey, you're absolutely right. When we talk about first, right, because there's been a lot of that going on, and I think, you know, we said this, there's been a reckoning going on in our country with things that have been happening and people maybe opening up their eyes for the first time and really recognizing some things. But sports has always been different. But then it hasn't, because here we are still talking about you being the first. And not only that, you're an African-American female, which is even putting you in a different category, isn't it?
It's absolutely right. It does put me in a different category, but like I said, I honestly don't even I didn't realize the magnitude of the moment, like I said a little bit earlier, just until I get the support and the texts and the calls and the emails from young girls, like I said, who aspire to work in sports and just work in the NBA in general. So that's when it all, you know, these past few days have been so humbling for myself, just to see all the support, you know, from everyone. It's been a truly humbling experience.
Okay, GM, what's your philosophy? Since that's the good cop, now we're getting to the bad cop portion of the interview with you.
No, it's simple. Our philosophy is, you know, in College Park, kind of remain the same. You know, we want to, the main goal is to develop talent, you know, for the Atlanta Hawks. And that's whether it's, you know, our guys when they come on assignment, whether it's Bruno when he comes down and plays in College Park and getting those live game reps, you know, to help him in his growth and development so that he's able to contribute on a night-in and night-out basis for Coach Pierce in Atlanta. And then it's also to help grow those guys and, you know, develop talent in two-way guys, but just like you guys were able to see Brandon Goodwin this year. And then it's also to find those diamonds in the rough, those guys that are on, you know, typical G League contracts who are looking to fight and claw and scratching their way to try to make, you know, make their big break into the NBA. So first and foremost, we're just the philosophy is just to grow the talent for the Atlanta Hawks.
Skyhawks general manager Torrey Miller joining us here on Dukes and Bell. NFL Blitz is on the way. Lots of NFL news. Torrey, what do you make of how the G League has kind of structured itself to go after some of the big-time kids that are coming now out of high school? And some of these kids are making the decision, I'm going to go G League versus playing, you know, Division I college basketball, whether it be Duke, Kentucky, wherever you want to choose to go play, and instead I'm going to start my experience in the G League. How do you feel about that as a general manager? Because we've had college coaches on saying that they're kind of mixed on, you know, the perception of what that's going to be, where a kid can come out and make the kind of money he can in the G League.
You know, I'm a little biased. I think it's great for our league. I think this is the second best league, you know, in the world behind the NBA. And to give those guys an opportunity, you know, to come in and showcase and show what they can do. But I think the G League has done a great job. Sharif has done a great job with the new program in terms of, yes, those guys will be able to develop on the court, but there will also be, you know, protocols in place for them to develop off the court in terms of transitioning to being professional. So I think it's a great program, and I think it'll help bring exposure to our league, not only for those guys that are making the jump, but also for our current players playing in the league already.
We've talked about it, Torrey. Honestly, I'd rather see guys just get more reps, be a pro, because I don't know. I mean, the coaching, getting coached up, because the knock is once you're a pro, you don't get a chance to get taught unless you've had a couple of years in college.
I think there's still a lot of teaching at this level, especially at the G League level. That's pretty much what the G League is all about. You know, no one in the G League is a finished product. If you were, you wouldn't be in the G League, so to say. So I think the G League is a very good starting point, you know, just to teach, just from the ground up. You know, like you said, there's no classes that you have to go to and things of that nature. You know, it's all basketball. And so that's what the guys want to ultimately do. They want to be professional players. So I think the G League gives them a great avenue and the best place to do that.
Meanwhile, what have you been up to? I mean, how are you hanging through this pandemic and all that's been happening lately?
I've been staring at four walls in my apartment, I guess I should say. we've been doing a lot of Zoom calls, you know, just getting to know the draft prospects. Obviously, we can't work them out here in person like we could in the past, and things are a little different. So we've been doing a lot of draft interviews with prospective draft prospects throughout over the last few months or so. And that's pretty much what we've been doing. I've been watching a ton of film, just catching up on guys and things of that nature.
Obviously got a good relationship with Travis Schlenk.
Yes, absolutely. I think everyone throughout this whole process, we've all talked more on Zoom and things of that nature. So I think as a whole, everyone's relationship has been strengthened. We're probably tired of seeing each other at this point.
I bet. Well, Torrey, you are a Georgia native, University of Miami grad, obviously, and now the general manager of the Skyhawks. We welcome you and look forward to visiting with you and seeing how your career continues to grow. But we wanted to get you on because, one, we are the Hawks partner. But, two, it is a big story because we wish, as Mike said, that at some point it doesn't become as big of a deal when we have women who become general managers in the world of sports.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys for having me on. Wanted to give a shout-out to our good people over at the GICC. You guys said you came out to our arena. I think we have hands down the best arena in the G League. So I just had to give a shout out to the GICC and Gateway Arena. But we thank you all, and we look forward to you all supporting us this upcoming season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.